ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it is Rob O'Donnell today, WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 309, 73 degrees on this Thursday, September 25th, 2025. And yeah, I've been under the weather and still fighting it, but let's see if we can get through today with maybe a little help from you guys, but we'll see where we go here. And see if I can get through it. Just this chest cold, from what I understand, it's going around, just really got the best of me. And even today, everybody who's seen me here in the studio was like, you don't look good. So we'll see if we can make it through the 3 hours. But I'm going to give it a shot. So how's everyone doing? I'm going to play a lot of catch up today because, again, I haven't been here since Monday. So, you know, I may be diving into some stories that you've already heard and talked about this week, but I think they're important to show some poignant clarifications. I had my schedules all planned out and ready to talk, both on Tuesday and Wednesday, and waited till the last minute I could to come in and try and get to the topics that I wanted to bring to you. But again, you know, Mother Nature and the respiratory issue got the best of me. So, yeah, and this is common for me. Usually I get one in the spring, one in the fall, and this is usually it's more in my sinuses. This is in the upper chest. So we'll see how we go through here. But that's enough of that. Monday, I saw, and the headline was great, a rally in Scranton urges NEPA lawmakers to keep healthcare affordable. Less than a dozen showed up. Less than a dozen showed up. So, you know, I dove into this a little bit. And one of the people they interviewed here, a small business owner, Michelle Rothenbecker, relied on federal health insurance marketplace for her family's health care insurance. Now, a lot of people do. That's not uncommon. But she fears that she will pay more if lawmakers don't come to agreement to extend tax credits that allow people like her to afford health insurance. And this Bear Creek resident was one of around 10 people who rallied outside the downtown offices of Republican U.S. Senator Dave McCormick and U.S. Representative Rob Bresnahan Monday afternoon, urging them to extend the tax credit and preserve federal health care programs like Medicaid. Now, mind you, these are two separate entities, and we're going to get into that in a minute. The extension of the federal health insurance tax credits have nothing to do with Medicaid. They, of course, are trying to lump it together as much as they can because it sounds better and it puts people into that fear mode a lot better. But we're going to talk about what these tax credits exactly are and what they're looking for to be extended. And this is a big part of the stalemate in the budget talks in Washington. The Democrats want these enhanced premium tax credits. Let's say what they are. They're enhanced premium tax credits that were first passed under the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. Now, the primary federal tax credit for health care enacted in 2021 were enhancements. They increased to the Premium Tax Credit PTC introduced through the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, signed into law March 11, 2021. Now, the Premium Tax Credit, the original, which was established under the Affordable Care Act in 2010, was created to help eligible individuals and families afford health insurance premium purchased through the health insurance marketplace, healthcare.gov, or state-based exchanges. ARPA, this 2021 law, ARPA temporarily expanded and increased the generosity of this refundable tax credit for tax years 2021, 2022, and they subsequently extended it through 2025 via the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. These changes were designed to provide COVID-19 relief by making coverage more affordable amid an economic uncertainty. This was a COVID-era increase of the premium tax credit that was instituted in 2021 temporarily. Now, what everyone's saying, what this small business owner, and I don't understand. Listen, I know a lot of small businesses that struggle out there, but if you do not meet the criteria under the original premium tax credit for the Affordable Care Act, and you have a small business and you need my tax supplement, my tax dollars to help pay for your insurance, no, you should qualify under the original Affordable Care Act. And we could talk about that another time. That is the law of the land, so we will keep that there. This was a COVID-era increase to the premium tax credit. It enhanced the premium tax credit. And it was only supposed to be for 2021 and 2022. But thanks for the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, they extended it to 2025. That is due to expire, this temporary program. So what the key changes implemented in 2021 to the premium tax credit, to make it an enhanced premium tax credit, again, this temporary change that was supposed to be, it eliminated the income cap.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Prior to ARPA, the PTC, the premium tax credit, eligibility was limited to households with modified adjusted growth income between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty level. ARPA removed the 400% upper limit for tax years 2021, 2022, allowing subsidies for those above that threshold extended to 2025. This made nearly everyone eligible regardless of income as long as they met other criteria. No access to affordable employer-sponsored coverage. It took away the income cap. Increased subsidy amounts. Lower contribution percentages. ARPA reduced the percentage of income households must contribute towards premiums, making the credit more generous. Under the original Affordable Care Act rules, contributions range from 2 to 9.83% of income. ARPA capped them at 0 to 8.5 for 2021, as shown in the table below, which I have here. This effectively covered 100% of premiums for low-income households and provided substantial relief for middle-income. Special rule for unemployment recipients. For the tax year 2021, if an individual and their spouse received unemployment compensation for any week, their household income was deemed no greater than 133% of the FPL and eligible purposes. This ensured a broader access during the high unemployment periods. Again, this temporary program. This was a COVID temporary program that did away with income caps. So a small business owner who does not have access to an employer based because they're their own small business, you could be making hundreds of thousands of dollars and you're eligible to get these tax credits through the marketplace under this enhanced premium tax credit. And what they're saying is, well, COVID's over. This enhanced program, therefore, should be over. So we're letting it expire. And organizations like Action Together NEPA and this small business owner and Democrats are running around saying the mean old Republicans want to take your health care away and cut it. No, they want it to be for people who are truly eligible. Because if we don't isolate it to people who are truly eligible, there will be no programs left. They are going insolvent, and unless we crack down on the fraud, waste, and mismanagement, and temporary expansions that no longer are needed, these programs will no longer exist. So there's a little behind the scenes of what they're talking about when they talk about the enhanced premium tax credit. What it did under this temporary COVID-era programs is take away the income level. So everybody's qualified for it if they do not have access to an employer-based plan. It's as simple as that. Unless we focus these programs, and this goes for Social Security as well, as well as we focus these programs on people who truly need the Medicaid, I mean, and focus on those who truly qualify for these programs, not the expansions that were temporarily made, not the caps that were removed because of COVID. Unless we focus on those programs specifically to the people who truly qualify and need them, under the Affordable Care Act, these people do not qualify for these enhanced premium tax credits. The expansion was temporary. It was always meant to be temporary, but now they're trying to gaslight you and make you believe that they are trying to take these programs away from you and make healthcare unaffordable. Well, what did you do before COVID? That would be my question to the small. Did you have the same small business owner? What did you do then? Listen, before the Affordable Care Act, and a lot of people don't talk about this, but I have talked about it here. When they instituted the Affordable Care Act, my health insurance went up 600%. And I was told, well, you got to pay your fair share for the people that don't deserve it. And that's the bill of goods I was sold. You know, there are plenty of people out here that don't qualify and need health insurance, and that's how they're going to do it. They're going to charge people with those Cadillac plans, remember that? More, so they could pay for the people that can't afford their own health insurance. Well, now because of COVID, you took away those caps, and anyone could apply as long as you didn't have an employer-based system, and I'm still expected to pay for them? After I'd had to give up my Cadillac plan to a lesser plan where I have to travel further and pay higher premiums because my monthly premium went from $379 to $1,879 in a mere 2 years. If we don't focus these programs on who truly qualifies and needs them, these programs are not going to be there for anyone. But they want to gaslight you and make you think they're taking away. That's why the connection here with Medicaid. And even in the article, it says, you know, urging them to extend tax credits and preserve federal health care programs like Medicare. They are two separate things. They even kind of said there, they're two separate things, but we're gonna combine them as much as we can to gaslight you and put fear in you. But if someone would sit down and tell you that a small business owner who's making a good living, now some struggle, I get it. But in this type of system we have today with these enhanced premium tax credits, A small business making several hundred thousand dollars a year could qualify for subsidies paid for by our tax dollars to pay for their health care. The cap was removed totally. So, just a little behind the scenes.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.